David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. I've never heard the like of it in all my life. That's why, as a Protestant gay man, I'm very pleased we have Sinn Féin in government and we have the SDLP and the Lions in government, because the DUP, the Ulster Unionists who voted for this, and, of course, the Grand Old Duke of York there himself, at the end of the day, they're only trying to discriminate against gay people in this country, and it is an absolute damn disgrace that in 2015, if two gay men are being together, as long as I've been 25 years and I want to marry my partner, I cannot do that in Northern Ireland. He wants to discriminate even further. If I want to go to a hotel tonight, some hotel, because they're Christians, they can turn around and say to me, no. It is discrimination. It will attack the black community, the Chinese community, the Muslim community. The DUP has a record in the last 12 months attacking the Muslims, attacking the Irish language, and attacking the gay community. Maybe Peter Punt needs to look at himself and needs to look on his own person. He actually said on TV last night that he didn't care where the blood came from, but it's good. A gay man's blood is every bit as good as anybody else's, and it's discrimination. That's what it is, and as a Protestant, I am disgusted to say I'm a Protestant.
Let me let Jim Alster engage with you, David. What would you like to ask Jim Alster this morning?
Well, stop discriminating against people in this society. If you run a business, and no matter what that business is, I understand the cake rye. At the end of the day, you do what the customer asks you to do. That's why you're in
business. Let me let Jim engage with you, David.
Well, two things. First of all, in the cake rye, it was not an act of discrimination against the customer because they were homosexual. It was the bakery, in my view, quite legitimately saying, what you ask us to do offends our right of freedom of conscience, our religious perceptions, and therefore we are sorry, we cannot do what you asked.
Go on, David.
It wasn't that they were refused. It wasn't that he was refused because he was homosexual.
At the end of the day, this was run by two gay men or two lesbians. At the end of the day, and a straight couple came in and they turned around and said, we don't want you to stay here because you're straight. There would be a public outcry, and at the end of the day, it would be right, because you're discriminating against one section of the community, and that's what the DUP, the Ulster Unions, and some of them, and indeed the TUP are trying to do, discriminate, and they shouldn't get away with it. And thank you.
That's a very foolish example, because
at the end of the day, you constantly attack the gay community.
Are you saying to me it would be against the conscience of a gay couple to allow a straight couple to stay in their hotel? I don't think you really are when you think about it.
If people want to stay in a hotel, two gay men want to go tonight to a hotel and want to stay in that hotel is serving a business. They're serving the community. Not saying we only can serve the Christian community, we can serve it. Do you realise, Jim, what is going on in this country? Do you realise gay people are attacked, beat up, homes attacked constantly? Never make the headlines, but that's what's happening in this society. And what you and your colleagues and the unionist parties are doing is saying to people, carry on, discriminate and attack the gay community. That's what's happening. Wake up and come to your senses.
Stephen, I reject that absolutely. I reject that absolutely. What I do recognise is that there are those, and some of them are in the gay community, who are anxious to push their own agenda and who constantly take every opportunity to be offended about